I'm Mara Liasson. Before 9/11, John Ashcroft was best known for his conservative views on social issues and a brief stab at running for president as the candidate of the Christian right. But the terrorist attacks gave him national prominence. Former Christian Coalition leader Ralph Reed says Ashcroft has combined a significant law enforcement role with a political persona that goes beyond it.
General Ashcroft probably has the most distinct role in the grassroots of a party and as a cause-oriented attorney general since Bobby Kennedy in the 1960s. Like Kennedy, he's associated with a particular set of issues. No longer, by the way, just the social and cultural issues with which he's been identified in the past, but now the war against terrorism and homeland security.
Ashcroft is the son and grandson of Pentecostal ministers, and he likes to talk about his own career in terms of crucifixions and resurrections. He has made an astonishing political comeback. In 2000, he lost his Missouri Senate seat to a dead man when his opponent, Mel Carnahan, was killed just weeks before Election Day. He wasn't President Bush's first choice for Attorney General, and his nomination received more negative votes than any other in history. But after the terrorist attacks, Ashcroft was back before the Judiciary Committee, aggressively defending the administration's war on terror against charges that had undermined civil liberties. His opening statement all but silenced his critics on the committee.
To those who pit Americans against immigrants and citizens against non-citizens, to those who scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty, my message is this. Your tactics only aid terrorists, for they erode our national unity and diminish our resolve. They give ammunition to America's enemies and pause to America's friends.
Ashcroft wasn't afraid to take on the Senate, and he isn't afraid to take on the Supreme Court. He blasted the court after its decision last month to strike provisions of the Child Pornography Prevention Act, prohibiting pornography produced through computer imaging.
The United States Supreme Court issued a decision that did grave injury to our ability to protect children from exploitation. Tragically, this decision of the court to reverse Congress's prohibition of virtual child pornography has left law enforcement at an extreme disadvantage in the campaign against all child pornography.
Terry Eastland, who served as Director of Public Affairs for Attorney General Ed Meese during the Reagan administration, says Ashcroft is challenging the Justice Department's traditional deference to the high court.
I thought it was interesting that when the Supreme Court rendered its recent pornography decision, that the Attorney General, I believe, was out there in the same day, in the same news cycle, disagreeing with the court's decision. It's not every day that an Attorney General disagrees with a Supreme Court decision, at least in public like that, and so clearly with purpose, as he did.
And it's not just child porn. Ashcroft doesn't hesitate to go before the cameras, on an almost daily basis, to speak about his challenge to Oregon's assisted suicide law, or to personally announce even minor arrests in the war on terrorism, the customary role of the U.S. attorneys. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge may have devised the system of color-coded terrorist alerts, but it's John Ashcroft who decides and announces whether today is a red day or a yellow day. President Bush chose Ashcroft, partly to keep the Christian conservative base of the Republican Party happy, and he has. Conservative leader Gary Bauer keeps in touch with hundreds of activists.
For a conservative like myself, it has been a pleasant surprise to see him willing to use some of the oomph of the Justice Department to advance the social agenda, or his insistence, even as Attorney General, on continuing to have a Bible study in his office. I think sent a message to a good bit of the base of the Republican Party that he was a man of principle and somebody that people could rely on.
Although many of Ashcroft's views on gun rights, abortion, assisted suicide, or terrorism are controversial, they do not differ from the president's. And Ashcroft is nearly as popular as Mr. Bush with the public. A recent Gallup poll pegged his approval at 76%. That's unprecedented for an evangelical politician, and it sparked a lot of speculation about John Ashcroft's future. Gary Bauer says there are other political figures popular with the Christian conservative base, but none as nationally prominent as John Ashcroft.
He's got a bigger platform right now than anybody else on the scene. Mm-hmm. He's in a very good position far down the road, particularly if this ends up being, you know, a two-term Bush presidency, to emerge in 2008 as a formidable candidate.
Ashcroft himself says he's through with electoral politics, but he's been on the presidential track before, and he may find it faster if he decides to try again. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.